Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, you know, this piqued my interest. I was looking around yesterday and some of the things that are going on. For example, in fact, this is one I believe Lenore reported on. A Florida legislator wants to make it a crime to leave your kids in the car for just 1 minute. Dad teaches kids to ride the bus, but Child Protective Services say he can never leave them alone, ever. Court upholds dad's conviction for making an 8-year-old son walk home alone. And we've had many of these stories. Lenore Scanese is the creator of Free Range Kids, a great website. And, you know, a lot of this, Lenore, first of all, good morning. It's great to have you on. I was glad to do this on short notice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You got me up earlier than usual.
Well, I'm sorry.
Always worth it to talk to you.
You know, here's the premise behind Free, I think. There was a book written, oh, God, back in the 80s, I think it was, maybe 90s. John Allen Palos wrote a book called Innumeracy, in which he basically says people have a very difficult time dealing with, A, numbers, and number two, you know, basically understanding the odds of something happening. And that's kind of what you do, isn't it?
Oh, completely, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to come up with a new, always trying to come up with a phrase that explains it, but the one that I'm using now is, it happened once, so freak out. You know, it's like if anybody anywhere had anything bad happen to them ever, we all have to overreact. And I think the best example of that is that Richland, Washington, took all the swings out of its playgrounds because somebody had once died on a swing, which is a terrible thing. But does that mean that, therefore, there's no reason to ever have any swings again that children encounter in childhood? But that's sort of the way we've been taught to act. You know, it happened once, so freak out. Innumeracy.
Well, you know, part of the problem, I think, is this, is that because of the magic of the Internet, you know, you'll see one story from who knows where, and all of a sudden then you start doing Google searches, and now all of a sudden all this is coming up.
Yeah, and it feels like, oh, my God, it's happening everywhere.
But
and also the Internet, this will shock your listeners, the Internet has a lot of stuff on it that didn't happen. That is not true. And the scourge that I am battling at the moment, and I'm going to look for the story that I was going to possibly put on my blog today, is – this was in Reno, but I have a file filled with these from all over the country, which is moms who rush home from a trip to IKEA or a trip to the grocery store or wherever they've been to write on Facebook, oh, my God, I didn't think it would happen to me, but today it did.
What?
I was with my three kids, and we were at the grocery, and we went into one aisle, and I was getting the fruit, and there was a man staring at my kids. Then I went down the next aisle to get the peas, and guess what?
What?
There he was again.
Oh, no.
Right, and now there was another man also in another aisle, and I have no doubt. You know what they were about to do?
What?
They were about to kidnap and sex traffic my children.
Which?
I'm sure they were. And then they come up with, like, fantasies from Taken. You know, I'm sure they were dialing up, you know, my child is 4 years old, brown hair and blue eyes. Does anybody want to buy one of these? And then they instantly get a ping back. And so I was just so lucky that I managed, and here's how she managed to save her children. I stared them down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and this dives into something that, and speaking of the Internet, this was the story that was kind of circulating. It's out of Roseville, California. And, you know, the police department. Yeah, go ahead and tell, because that's in one of your current posts. What exactly? Roseville, by the way, is just outside of Sacramento. So what the heck is going on there?
Well, that was another case. I mean, I didn't see what prompted this, but it was the police went to their website and said, look, we're on Facebook, too, and we see that somebody is circulating a story that says that they were just outside, where was it? In this case, I think it was the grocery or in the mall parking lot, wherever it is, the most common place, and said that there was a suspicious man and that they were very scared. And it's like, well, if you're very scared, folks, call us. We're the police. We'll come. You don't go to Facebook if you're terrified for your life and your children, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But people do. And so, A, are they really terrified? Or is it just a way of getting attention? Look at, I'm in the middle of an exciting drama. My life is so thrilling. I'm such a great mom. I kept those sex traffickers from taking my kids. But I, Lenore, have been researching this for 10 years, right? Yeah. So I called the head of the Crimes Against Children Research Center. All they do is research crimes against children. It's a professor at the University of New Hampshire, a guy named David Finkelhor. And I said, can you tell me how many kids have been taken from their parents in some public place under age 10 and pimped out into sex trafficking? And he said, yes, I can tell you that number. And I was like, bracing myself. Okay, what is it? And it's zero.
Oh.
It doesn't happen. It does not happen. There's, if you really are a sex trafficker, you don't want those little kids. You want teenagers. And you get plenty of them to choose from, unfortunately, from runaways, kids who are troubled, on the street, and you develop a relationship with them. You don't steal them, because then the police come looking for you, which is really bad for business. So,
I wanted to interrupt just for a minute, because you know what else is going to spur this thing, and you're going to see more of this, is because the movie, the Stephen King movie that's out, It, with the clown.
What is It about? I don't even know.
Well, I read the book. It's there's this Pennywise the clown who is a murderer and hides in sewers and, all this stuff. And, apparently I think there'll be a lot of people afraid of that just because of the movie. It's doing very well.
I wonder if I should see it. Yeah, well, over the summer there was a movie called Kidnap, which was Halle Berry looking really pretty, and she's at the park with her son, who's, I think, 6 years old, and they're playing Marco Polo, and it goes, Marco Polo, Marco Polo, Marco, Marco! And then the rest of the movie is, you don't think a car chase can get tedious, but it can if that's all the movie is.
Yeah.
And also the cars keep getting banged up, and yet the chase goes on for another state or two.
Yeah.
And then, but I think the real provocative movie that everybody thinks is happening all the time is Taken. People really
right.
I mean, look, you wouldn't have three versions of it if it wasn't popular. And people really believe that, okay, kids are getting snatched off the street, especially on their Paris vacations, and then dad has an excuse. It's really an excuse to be sadistic. I mean, if you're really angry, then. Anybody hurts a child, it unleashes the ability to be as mean and kill as many people as you want on the street or hand-to-hand combat because you're saving a child.
Ask yourself, what are the odds? That's what you need to ask yourself. And we're not saying that you should just, be totally irresponsible, but, do it with a mind to being aware of the odds, which is important. Lenore, it's always great to talk to you, and I thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Back to you soon, I hope.
All right. Lenore Scanese, Free Range Kids.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.